on this episode, Erection Exercise.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for being here. I'm so appreciative of you guys who are part of the tribe. So many of you guys that I've had the opportunity to connect with, and many more that I have not, but I appreciate you listening, and lots of new listeners recently. So thank you for checking out the show. This show is all about helping us kick ass as men from the inside out. We talk about, of course, a lot of sexual health related topics. We also talk about fitness and hormones and nutrition and mind and habits and emotions and all the things we need to solidify inside out so we can kick ass and create the life that we desire. So thanks for being here. Let's talk about erections. Erections are something that, I mean, let's be real, they matter to every single guy, except for the occasional rare guy out there that's sort of asexual. Erections matter, right? They do matter. They matter to us a lot. And it's possible that you're having some erection challenges now. I know that describes a lot of you guys to some degree. Even if you're not having any challenges with that right now, it's something that you may run into at some point in your life. And it's very important that we understand how we can maintain and improve our erection quality. So you can either put that to use now if you need to, if you want to improve your erections, if you have some growth to do in that area, or you can understand what to do in the future if you start to run into issues. So first, let's talk about some basics of erections that are very important to understand. And the place to start with that is let's talk about morning wood, which is actually really nighttime erections, because we have erections throughout the night. This actually happens not only in grown men, it happens in boys, in babies, even in utero, in the womb. Boys in the womb will get essentially nighttime erections. So this is something that is obviously very important, because our body does not do things by mistake. It doesn't just do things by chance. It does things for a reason, right? So we have nighttime erections for a reason. Now, those nighttime erections, which generally is about 3 to 5 a night, happen during REM sleep. Now, a quick note on that. One of the issues that comes up for a lot of guys is their erection quality starts to suffer when something affects their REM sleep. In fact, there was a study that came out of India, and they found that 65% of men seeking treatment at a urology clinic for some sort of erection problem had undiagnosed obstructive sleep apnea. So the sleep apnea was screwing with their sleep, and because they weren't getting into REM sleep, they weren't having their nighttime erections. And as we're going to get into in more detail here in a minute, not having those nighttime erections leads to having erection problems the rest of the time. The fact that REM sleep is so important for nighttime erections tells us a couple of things. One, it tells us that we better be making sure that we get good quality sleep. This is also why when guys tape their mouth, now, if you've heard me talk about this before, that's great. I know a lot of you guys haven't. One of the most effective, powerful things we can do for our health is nasal breathing. We want to be basically breathing through our nose exclusively 24 hours a day, except when we're talking or eating or drinking. And that is especially important at night. One of the very, very common things that I hear from guys when they start taping their mouth at night is that all of a sudden their morning wood improves and their erection quality overall improves. And it's no wonder, because their sleep quality is improving. Specifically, their breathing is improving while they're sleeping. It is one of the most effective things that we can do to prevent sleep apnea, to prevent snoring, to improve our breathing overall while we're sleeping, which improves your sleep, which gets you into deeper sleep more often, which gets you into REM sleep, thus allowing and improving those nighttime erections. There's also other factors that come with that, which is when we breathe through our nose, it increases nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is what dilates blood vessels. So when we have reduced nitric oxide, blood is not going to be able to get where it needs to go as well. So by breathing through our nose, it's actually about 6 times more nitric oxide is produced when we breathe through our nose versus when we breathe through our mouth, because most of the nitric oxide is actually produced in the sinus cavities. So taping your mouth at night, which may sound strange to some of you guys. I know some of you guys have heard me talk about this before. Maybe you're already aware of it. For some of you guys, you're probably like, what the hell are you talking about? Taping your mouth at night. Are you insane? No, I'm not insane. In fact, more and more people are taping their mouth at night and experiencing tremendous health benefits from doing so. Increased energy throughout the day. So many effects that are downstream effects of breathing better and sleeping better, including improved erections. Now, you might think that taping your mouth at night is weird or dangerous or hard to get used to. It's none of those things. It's actually a very effective strategy. Most people adapt to it very quickly, and there is no danger because it's not like you're wrapping your entire head in duct tape. You can always pull it off. In fact, you can actually just, if you just really forcefully open your mouth, not even really forcefully, that's an exaggeration. If you just open your mouth with some intention, depending on the tape you use, you can just sort of pull the tape apart, right? It's just enough to hold your mouth closed while you're sleeping to make sure that you stay in nasal breathing throughout the night. So that's not the point of this episode, but it's an important thing to note here for a few minutes because it is so beneficial on so many aspects of our health that it's one of my favorite things that I've discovered in the last 10 or 15 years. I will never go back to not taping my mouth at night. I do it every single night. It's one of the things I recommend to clients, to people that I interact with in real life, online, most often, because it's so simple. It takes less than 30 seconds to put a piece of tape on your mouth before you go to sleep, but you experience such tremendous benefits from doing it. So if you have not tried that, try taping your mouth at night. If you can look into, there's a company called Hostage Tape, kind of a weird name, but they make tape that is specifically made for this purpose. Now, I think that their tape is a little bit overpriced. There's some surgical tapes that work great that are cheap and widely available. But the reason I would recommend checking them out is go to the reviews. I think it's hostagetape.com. If it's not, just search and you can find it. Look for Hostage Tape. Go to the reviews there and you will see review after review after review of people experiencing tremendous benefits from taping their mouth at night. And again, I have heard from men over and over and over again, when they tape their mouth at night, boom, all of a sudden they wake up with morning wood when they haven't had morning wood in a while, or they have improved overall erections. So it's a really simple thing, but it's a really effective thing. So let's get back to the point of that, though, is that, or where we started with that, is that nighttime erections are very important. One other note, I guess, before we sort of continue, is I mentioned that nighttime erections, they happen during REM sleep. Now, one of the things we've talked about occasionally, a couple times on the show, that I know is in play for a lot of you guys, is weed, marijuana, okay? One of the things that weed does is it reduces your REM sleep. One of the most common experiences for guys who smoke or vape or whatever, a lot of weed, is they stop dreaming, or they stop being aware of dreams and remembering dreams. And the reason for that is that weed affects your REM sleep. Now, one of the other effects that often happens with guys who are smoking or vaping on a regular basis is it impacts their erections negatively, including their morning wood or their nighttime erections. And it's obvious why that is. Well, there's a couple of reasons. One is that there's actually endocannabinoid receptors in the penis, and the calming effect of weed, guess what it also does? It also calms your penis, right? Now, I know a lot of you guys are probably smoking on the regular, and you're like, oh, my erections are fine. Well, it often changes after time. Give it enough time. Give it enough years. Sometimes it just takes months. Sometimes it takes years. Sometimes it takes a long time. That effect will add up eventually. And for almost all guys, it will negatively impact your erections over time for that reason. But one of the other reasons is that it reduces your REM sleep. So therefore, you're not going to be getting those nighttime erections. You're not going to be waking up with morning wood. A lot of you guys probably know exactly what I'm talking about. You probably recognize that when you're smoking or vaping, you're not waking up with morning wood, or it's not as strong. And these are the reasons why. So back to where we started, which is that we get nighttime erections for a reason. Our body does that for a reason. And the reason is that it is for maintenance of the penis, right? It is essentially exercising the penis. The body does this automatically in order to maintain the health of the penis, because being able to reproduce is our prime biological directive. It is the prime reason that we exist on a, you know, genetic level. Our prime directive by existing is to procreate, to continue the species. And so our nighttime erections happen in order to maintain the penis so that we can have sex and make babies and procreate and continue the species, right? So what does that tell us? Well, it tells us that those nighttime erections are exercising the penis in order to keep it healthy. And they do that by delivering oxygenated blood to the tissue. They also do it by preventing the buildup of basically a certain type of scar tissue on the lining of the corpora cavernosa, which is basically the erectile tissue of the penis, right? So there's very good reasons that we get those nighttime erections, and they are specifically to exercise the penis so that it is functional. Now, we can use this knowledge to our advantage in a couple of ways. Number one, we need to recognize that if our nighttime erections / morning wood starts to decline or stops, it's not only a sign. I've talked about it a lot before as a gauge, right? A gauge to listen to. It is that for sure, right? It is an important thing to pay attention to and say, okay, why is that happening? What needs to change so that morning wood comes back? But it's not only a sign, it's also something that's actually having an impact. Because we get 3 to 5, when things are going well, we get 3 to 5 erections throughout the course of the night. Those last 5 to 10 minutes each. So during the course of the night, when things are going well, working properly, your penis is getting 30 to 60 minutes, essentially, of exercise. So if you stop having morning wood, if those nighttime erections stop for one of any number of reasons, lots of different impacts, lots of different things can impact that. If those stop, now all of a sudden, your penis is not getting that exercise. So what typically happens is then erections the rest of the time also suffer. Now, the erections the rest of the time during the daytime, when you're wanting to have sex or edge alone or whatever, those are suffering partially because of probably the original factors that are affecting the nighttime wood, they're affecting that erection as well. But part of that effect is the fact that the nighttime / morning wood isn't happening. That's having a negative impact on your erections the rest of the day because it's not getting that exercise. Now, here's the biggest way that we can really use this to our advantage. Of course, you want to address all the factors that might be playing into it to make sure that you're getting morning wood, right? You want to listen to that as a gauge. You want to adapt your life in ways that facilitate morning wood and listen to that response. But beyond that, we can use this knowledge to our benefit, and we can do specific things with it and take specific actions. And here's what I mean by that. The nighttime erections, they're exercising your erection, right? It is literally exercising your erection so that it stays strong and healthy. But that doesn't just apply to nighttime erections. It also applies to erections that you get during the day. When you get an erection during the day, whether you're edging, you're having sex, you just get a random erection, whatever, every time that happens, you're exercising your erection. You're getting that fresh oxygenated blood into the tissue, right? You're maintaining that tissue. So what we can do with this is we can say, okay, well, if I'm having erection challenges, what's one of the things that I can do to make that better? I can exercise my erections, right? So if you want to have better erections, have erections more often and have them for longer. The more time during the day, the more separate times and the more overall time that you spend erect, the more you are exercising your erections and the more it will improve your erections. This is one of the reasons why so-called NoFap hard mode, where guys will do no stimulation of any kind, is in general such a terrible idea. In general, it is a terrible idea. Now, a lot of guys, especially younger guys, and depending on sort of your baseline sexual energy, when they first quit porn and they go on, you know, NoFap hard mode, they'll experience an initial boost, right? And they're experiencing that boost because they're not ejaculating, because that sexual energy will kind of build up, because they're not draining it. Now, it only builds up to a certain point. It's not going to keep building. But because you're not draining it, and sometimes because you've taken away that the impact of porn, guys will sometimes experience an initial boost where they go on NoFap hard mode and, you know, a week later, 2 weeks later, whatever, their morning wood is improved, or they seem like they're having sort of more erections. Now, they're not stimulating, they're not edging or whatever, so they're not really having a lot of insight into what their erections are like, but they're using the gauge of morning wood, or they're using the gauge of maybe those random erections throughout the day, and they'll notice, oh, well, my erections are better. But guess what happens? What happens is over time, if you stop exercising your erection, what do you think is going to happen, right? If you stopped exercising your legs and you were bedridden, you didn't walk, you didn't lift, you didn't jog, you didn't jump, you didn't do any of those things, what do you think is going to happen to your legs? They're going to waste away, right? They're going to get weak. Their function's going to go down. The size of the tissue in your legs is going to reduce. They're going to get skinny and weak and far less functional. And if you eventually start walking again, you're going to have to build all that back up. Well, that's what happens with guys when they go on NoFap hard mode for extended periods of time. It's the same effect. If you stop exercising your erection, it is going to get weaker. I have heard from countless guys over the last few years who have, you know, they've given up porn, which is awesome. They go on NoFap hard mode. They think they're doing the right thing because they've read about that in a forum or whatever, and they think that's the way. And they think, you know, they're going to do a 90-day reset and it's going to fix their erections and it's going to be this magic bullet for their life. And then they keep going after the 90 days and they stay on NoFap hard mode, and some number of months go by and then they find a girlfriend. Awesome, right? Their confidence is up because they're not watching porn, and, you know, they feel more comfortable talking to girls. So they go on a date, they find a girlfriend, and they go to have sex. And guess what? erection problem? Well, it's because they've not been exercising their erection. So if you think that so-called NoFap hard mode is the solution, I can promise you it is not. It is not the long-term solution. It is much more likely to actually cause more problems. Yes, we need to get rid of porn, 100%. Absolutely crucial. But then we need to figure out a way to exercise and utilize and access that part of our body in a positive way. So what does that mean? It means learning to edge, because we don't want to be ejaculating constantly, because you know that that's going to drag you down energetically in big ways. So we get rid of porn, we get rid of the constant ejaculations, and we practice edging, because that allows you not only to access the pleasure of that, not only allows you to access the energy of that and the way that it can tremendously lift up your energy and empower you and even be quite healing, as we've talked about, but very importantly, it allows you to exercise your erection so that when you do get that girlfriend, your erection is great, right? So if you are experiencing any sort of erection challenges, I want you to think about this overall idea, which is exercise your erection more, right? Practice edging every day. If you have time, edge a couple of times a day. If you have time and control, instead of edging for 5 or 10 minutes, edge for 20 minutes, edge for 30 minutes, right? Now, we don't want this to get in the way of living our life. I'm not suggesting that you call in sick to work so you can edge, or that you cancel plans with friends so that you can edge, right? But we fit this into our life because it is an investment. Just like your workout that you're hopefully doing, we talked yesterday about physical training, right? That's an investment. Time you spend in physical training, it's an investment in you. It's an investment in your health, in your well-being. So it's time well spent. Edging is the same thing. When it's edging without porn, when it is edging, so you're not ejaculating constantly, right? When it's mindful edging, as I've talked about so many times before, it is an investment in you in a lot of ways, including that it is literally exercising your erections. So whether you're single and you're hoping to, you know, connect with a new partner soon, or you have a girlfriend, or you have a wife, or whatever, if erection improvement is something that is on your radar, then one of your main focuses should be exercise your erection. Get an erection more often and keep it for longer. I've seen this, well, heard about it, I guess, because I talk to clients, right? I don't often see them in person. And if I do, I'm certainly not seeing their erection in person. But I talk to clients and I hear this over and over and over again. When guys start a regular edging practice, and especially when they start doing it consistently, and especially when they start to gradually ramp up the time, reliably every single time, you know what happens? Their erections get better. You want to have better erections? Exercise it. Get erect more often. Spend longer periods of time with an erection and your erections will get better. It makes a huge, huge difference. So keep that in mind. Now, it is not the only thing that we want to do. If you are struggling with erections, we also want to look at the root cause, right? What is your nutrition like? What time are you eating? Are you eating late? What is your sleep like? How much sleep are you getting? What kind of quality of sleep are you getting? Are you taping your mouth so that you're breathing through your nose during the night? What kind of exercise are you getting? Are you still looking at porn and do you need to deal with that? Are you ejaculating excessively and do you need to deal with that? Do you have stress in your life that you need to deal with? Do you have emotional stuff that you need to work through? Right? We want to look at all the factors that affect erections in order to really improve that. But certainly one of them, and maybe the most simple one that pretty much applies to all of us, right, is just exercise your erections more often and they'll get better. I promise you. So hopefully that makes sense. Hopefully this has helped you guys. I'm sure that some of this information is new to some of you guys. For some of you, it may not be. But try taping your mouth at night. Let me know, by the way. One of my favorite things is when I recommend that guys tape their mouth at night and I get that message or I get that comment on social media or get that text or whatever saying, holy shit, I taped my mouth last night and I woke up with raging morning wood. It's one of my favorite messages to get. I love it. And it happens over and over and over again because it can have such a tremendous impact. So while there are lots of factors that might be affecting your erections, and we do want to look at all of those, let's grab the low-hanging fruit first, right? Tape your mouth at night so that you're sleeping better. Do whatever you need to do to make sure that you're sleeping better, to make sure that you're getting nighttime erections, and then exercise your erection during the day. All of us can benefit. All of us who have any interest in having a healthy penis, in having a healthy erection, in having a healthy sex life, all of us can benefit from regularly exercising that erection. So do it. Let me know how this stuff works for you. If you tape your mouth, I'd love to hear how that goes for you. Or if you have questions, or if you'd like to talk about coaching, shoot me a text, 801-742-1439. Or you can look in the show notes. There's a link to my calendar where you can book a one-off coaching call if you'd like to schedule a coaching call. If you'd like to talk about ongoing coaching, you can either just go ahead and schedule a single session and we can talk about ongoing coaching on that call. Or you can text me and we can talk about options for ongoing coaching that way. Either way, I'm here to help you. Also, have faith that this stuff can change. Just like with sort of fighting the porn battle, guys often get very discouraged. They eventually, a lot of guys start to lose hope, right, that it will ever change. And kind of the same thing with erections. I hear it from a lot of guys. They'll, you know, it'll start to affect them. Weeks, months, sometimes years go by. Doesn't ever really improve. And they start to kind of lose hope that things can change. Banish those kind of thoughts from your mind because they can absolutely change. Man, I've heard about it over and over and over again with clients that I work with, whether it's, you know, getting rid of porn when they never thought they'd be able to, it's improving their erections when they've been struggling with them for years, it's improving their stamina when they've struggled with their stamina for years or decades even. All this stuff can change. It can all change. So have faith, start taking actions. And let me know if I can help you. Again, shoot me a text, book a coaching call, however you would like to reach out. I'm here to help you, sending you guys all my best. Go out, kick ass, have awesome erections, have an awesome sex life. You deserve it, man. You deserve it and you can have it, even if it doesn't feel like that right now. I promise you can. Sending you guys all my best. Have an awesome rest of your day and we'll talk to you soon.